tomorrow night is Macho Self-Storage Jub Jam. And this is our 14th one. It benefits the Senior Source of Greater Dallas. Every year I say it, but I've been correct so far. We've grown the event each year. It's going to be our biggest one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have sold more tickets for this year's Jub Jam at the Longhorn Ballroom. Historic site that is so cool. If you've not been to the Longhorn Ballroom and you can't go tomorrow night, I encourage you next time one of your bands is in town, go see them at the Longhorn Ballroom.
Was it there last year too?
Yes, it's our second year there.
This is the biggest venue you've done, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be full tomorrow night because headlining it is my songwriting hero and my fiddle playing hero, Randy Rogers and Brady Black from Randy Rogers Band. And it sounds a little dramatic, but they really did influence and change my life pretty late in my life, in my 40s when I went to go see them. It really inspired me to start playing music again, to start writing music. And I've gotten to be friends with them over the years. And we've had huge names like Pat Green, Cody Jinks, Wade Bowen, who've played this event. And
Wade Bowen played the Ticket Camp Out one year, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He dropped by the Ticket Camp Out.
I remember meeting him.
He sure did. So, yeah, and I've made a lot of friends in Texas music. And my buddies, Bobby Duncan, who was there from day one and has always been there, such a good friend of mine and the station. Love that Bobby has played all of these, and Steve Helms has played 12 or 13 of them. Same with Michael Padgett, who will also be there. We have a featured performer tomorrow who I'm really excited about. And by the way, the silent auction is already live. You can go to thesenioursource.org, click on the silent auction, get registered. There's all sorts of incredible items, experiences like seeing the Musers in studio, going to the national championship game, golf outings, fishing trips, memorabilia, all sorts of awesome stuff. And it all benefits the Senior Source of Greater Dallas that takes care of our elderly here in the Greater Dallas area. My parents went through a very difficult time. So many of our parents and grandparents do. And for those who need help, the Senior Source is there for you. They have so many different outreach programs. Amazing people who've done incredible work over the last 60 years here in Dallas. And each year I try to feature someone that's new to me. I reach out to my friends, but I make new friends every year. Last year it was Gabe Lee when I heard the song Lidocaine and some of the things I was going through with my personal life. That song really hit me, and I reached out to Gabe Lee's people, and sure enough, we got Gabe Lee to play Jub Jam, and he was sensational. Back in the day, I had to explain to people who Flatland Cavalry was.
Right.
We caught them on their way up.
You launched them.
I don't know if we launched them, but they have been launched, and they played Dickey's Arena New Year's Eve.
It's pretty good.
Just a few months back. The Damn Quails, groups like that I heard, No Dry County, and I just thought they were really interesting. Well, a few months back, I heard this song by a guy by the name of Cameron Albright. He's 23 years old, was born here in Dallas, has lived most of his life, though, in the New Braunfels area, went to Texas State, and I heard this song called Any Part of Life, and I thought, man, that is a brilliant song. Surely this is a guy who's been at songwriting for 20 years that wrote this. Well, turns out he's only 23 years old. He wrote this at even a younger age. But I reached out to his management team, talked to him for a while. Really nice people that work with Cameron. And the other day I got a chance to talk to Cameron. You're going to hear him. But here's part of the song that I heard from Cameron that just, I was mesmerized by his voice, his songwriting style, and he's just one heck of a performer.
When you got it figured out, comes in clouds to rain the doubt, comes in winds that blow you south, it gets colder, I'm not sure who I should be. I've been somebody, but it ain't me. I had some fun and paid the fee. I grew older. Through the bad and through the good. Through the vague and understood. Through the screams and aching cries. To the sweetest lullabies. And from the top and to the bottom. Winter, spring, summer, and autumn. Through the old and through the new. Through any part of life that comes to you.
I think you write beyond your years. And when I heard any part of life for the first time, I just tried to guess, man, I wonder who this Cameron dude is. And I don't know, he's probably pushing 40. He's been through some life experiences. You're 23, and I understand you wrote that song even a few years back. How does someone so young come up with so many, I don't know, so much wisdom about life at that age?
I don't know. That's a really thoughtful thing to say. I appreciate that, but I don't know. I think I've always kind of been a little bit, kind of a deep thinker, maybe an overthinker at times, even when I was a kid. And I don't know if that's just kind of a testament to how I was raised or who I am or what, or the kind of music I was listening to growing up. Like, my dad was playing McMurtry and Jason Isbell and guys like that. So I kind of have always looked at songwriting on that level kind of pretty deeply. But I don't know, sometimes, like that song, Any Part of Life, I wrote that when I was maybe 18 or 17 or something, and that kind of just fell from the sky. And not all songs are like that at all, but that one was super special that way. And I thought that it was, you know, kind of a deep song or was beyond my years when I wrote it. I liked the message, and it kind of just came together kind of intuitively, so, yeah.
I was going to talk about influences. That's a good place to start with Isbell and McMurtry. And your dad was a singer songwriter. I take it that he was a big influence, not only with how he would write or what he likes, but what he would listen to and play for you.
Yeah, my dad, Clay Albright. He's a songwriter and a singer in his own right, but never professionally at all. Just kind of around the house. But my uncle Richie Albright. He is a professional musician, more kind of traditional country. But so yeah, that definitely kind of came from the family for sure. And then, but for the most part, I would say my dad Clay, growing up, kind of just playing music around the house and always had a guitar sitting there in the living room for me to pick up. And when he wasn't around and stuff, I was always jamming by myself and making up songs. So I kind of give a lot of credit to my dad Clay for exposing me to that stuff early on, for sure. It was always a lot of Texas guys like Stoney LaRue and Ragweed and Wade Bowen and Randy Rogers. A lot of that stuff in the truck growing up, as well as, you know, songwriting guys like Hayes Carl and mentioned McMurtry and Isbell and all that sort of stuff.
Maybe it's when you start listening to an artist, you change songs about every week as to what's your favorite. I'm stuck between either Clean or Idaho now. I think both of them are just terrific. Tell me about the inspiration for Idaho.
Yeah, I'm a fan of songwriting, obviously lyrics and getting into the weeds with that sort of thing. But I'm also a fan of just great melodies and catchy, for lack of a better term, kind of poppy melodies. I'm a big John Mayer fan and that sort of thing. So Idaho kind of was just a melody that I had been kicking around for a minute and didn't really know what the song was about yet, and kind of accidentally said Idaho. It's something about Idaho. And then, I don't know, I kind of took that and kind of built around it. And what I've kind of come to the conclusion of for that song, it's about being in a bad place and kind of needing a good friend or a good woman or somebody to pull you out of it, to help you out when you're kind of down bad and you're stuck in cold weather, snowed in or something like in Idaho. And so, yeah, it's kind of a song about hope and asking for help when you need it.
The situation's got me thinking maybe I should not be thinking much anymore. My soul is aching, my hands are shaking, and my brain is sore. I never chose to feel the way I do. We're all just products of a painful past. There's gotta be a better place where living's got a sweeter taste, and where loving's gonna really last. It's a slow game, leaving old pain. Baby, can you make it fast? Well, take me to Tennessee, baby. I'm a freight train moving slow. I'm on the wrong side of the Mississippi River, and I gotta go. Well, behind me is a scary place. Maybe only I am gonna ever know. Can you take me away? It's been so damn cold in Idaho.
Along the same lines with Clean, obvious message there. Man, that's there's a lot of power in those words of what happens to someone when they're under the influence.
Yeah. Yeah, that song, not really exactly a personal testament at all, but more so kind of inspired by maybe some people in my life around me that have gone through some things. But, yeah, that one, pretty heavy song. And sometimes songs can be heavy and kind of vague and kind of not exactly on the nose. And that one is very kind of literal sometimes and right on the nose. But that's another melody thing, too, that I was really happy with that melody. And I didn't really know what that song was about for a minute, too. And it kind of just all came together to kind of lead me down that sort of road. And, yeah, I like the message, and I thought it could help people and be hopeful. And, yeah.
Yeah, and that, to me, that's the beauty of the song. It's such a heavy topic, but you mentioned the melody. The melody is just so recognizable and repeatable, and you just think, oh, yeah, this is this puts me in a great mood. And then you start listening to the lyrics, like, wow, okay. there's a... There's a contrast there that I think is really interesting.
Yeah, that song's definitely a little bit inspired by some of that Isbell stuff, Jason Isbell stuff, because, you know, he's got those killer melodies, and then you start digging into the words, and it's like, oh, my goodness. But, yeah.
Well, I walked in the door, stole me a glass of her Cabernet Sauvignon. What did you want me here for? As if I didn't know exactly what was going on. Already wrecked as I could be. There ain't no telling exactly what was on my mind. Fighting things nobody sees. Telling everybody I see that I'm doing fine. She said it's been a long night. I know the thoughts in your head don't get better when you've been drinking all night and can't even see how you're killing yourself at all. I'm so sorry. Red wine and amphetamines, benzodiazepines. Baby, you need to get clean, please.
Nothing moves the soul like music, and that's why I love Texas music so much. That's why I love Cameron Albright, Bobby Duncan, Steve Helms, Michael Padgett, Randy Rogers, all of them who will be there tomorrow night. And this dude is, I think he's going to just blow the roof off the place.
This is a really interestingly produced song, this last one here.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because it's got strings on it. He's got the country voice, but the production of it is like of a different genre. It's a great mix-up.
Yeah.
I still can't believe this guy is 23?
Yeah, 23, young guy.
That first song, Any Part of Life, he started working on that when he was 17.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like
Well, that's like McMurtry. He was young and writing really old songs.
Yeah. And in that interesting Gordo, that's one of his influences. I thought you'd like that. He's a McMurtry fan.
I look forward to seeing him tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. And, thanks to all who've helped out. It's going to be an awesome night tomorrow night. And we got a few tickets left. You better hurry. Don't call me. I'm out.
Yeah, I've been bugging
George.
No, you're fine.
But, yeah, this is usually the 24 hours of, hey, man, can you just...
I know it, and it's so unfair that... Why don't you hire someone to do all this work for Jub Jam where you can focus on your band and your music and the...
Because you're
always running around getting costumes for...
I know.
At the last minute.
It's a labor of love.
The costumes are just for me, yeah. I'm wearing 8 different costumes tomorrow night.
All your post-show costumes that you do.
Awesome. Well, Robert Wolanski's doing the backstage show, too. That starts at 7 o'clock, so you'll hear some of it if you can't be in the building. You can also go to thesenior source.org. You can just make a donation to the Senior Source. $10, $5. $50,000, whatever you want to make. They're so appreciated. Any donation that you make to the Senior Source of Greater Dallas.